That's a gram black tar heroin. This gram is $60 a gram. You get 3/4 to a gram, 2/2 to a gram. Out of all the heroines in the world, Mexican heroin is the worst. It looks like shit and does your body like shit.
All girls come to the city and are showered with heroin if they want it.
I felt the rush and it was pretty incredible, you know. It was like, comes over you. That's what the rush is what got me.
I'm bored with my life. I'm not doing anything and I start doing it again.
When I see new kids, I tell them, go home, go get out the city before it's too late.
I just want to sleep, you know, sleep forever, you know. I want to do that shot and be high and just go into the afterlife high.
Said Jed moved away from there. Said California, the place you ought to be. So he loaded up a truck and he went to San Francisco. Swimming pools, junkies on every corner. Not Tracy. Very nice.
Where
are you? Tracy, it's ready.
I grew up in Westchester, Ohio. As a child, I was precocious. I was extremely advanced in school. I was tested as having a near genius IQ really early, and I became a really depressed kid. I started becoming a compulsive eater. It was just difficult. We had seen that Sid and Nancy movie, and you know, I'd heard about heroin, and it just seemed like it'd be something interesting to do as a life experience, because I always said I wanted to try to do everything once. I wondered kind of what it would be like to be that high that you die, and maybe it'll be kind of like a dream, like. Young, I thought of being a lawyer, like a 30-year-old lawyer with a kid. That's why I told my mother that.
That was because Frank Jordan, but now we got a new mayor.
That's true. Our new DA.
Climbing out, we stumble around, all smoky and soaked to the bone.
I was born in 1974, and my mom's a lesbian, and this is how she described it to me. You know, was she was a heroin addict when, you know, when she got pregnant with me, and what had happened is she went to this party over at a girlfriend of hers house. And got really high, and the next morning she had woke up in her girlfriend's bed. She was naked, and like a couple of weeks later was getting really sick. So she went to the doctor, and then she found out she was pregnant. So she didn't know who my dad was, and I never knew who he was either. Usually I wake up, first thing I do is I fix.
Yeah, that's good. You'll have the rest.
It takes me about a half an hour to an hour to find a vein to hit. It takes a bunch of tries and stuff.
Here.
Usually do my dope and go back to sleep, or, you know, relax a little while. Then I go out and try to pull a date and, you know, make some money.
I was calling you to let you know that I wanted to see you if you still want to see me.
That seems to be the only thing that I'm any good at as far as making money. I'm not any good at breaking into cars, or I have too much of a conscience, you know, to rob innocent people. And I've been raped 4 times in my life of prostituting, and it's really hard. I don't like it. I mean, it's very degrading, you know. I mean, and the people that pick me up, they try to make you feel. I mean, they try to degrade you as much as possible. I mean, they get off on that, you know. They get off on making you feel like a piece of meat.
First, you're getting high. Then I think you're gonna die, because it's like you keep trying to put some more. It's like I don't even think, you know, half the times, you know, around the last times I was putting dope in my arm, I wasn't getting high no more. You know, it was to the line, and then I overdosed the last time I did some heroin. I'm clean and sober now, and I know if I use, I'm gonna die, and I don't want to die yet.
I'm scared to go to sleep. But when I do, I wake up feeling scared. My girlfriend calls me and holds me when I cry. I tell her that I'm scared. I scared she thinks I'll die. She tells me I'm
we just got a check, so we've been partying it up. Probably spent maybe $300-$400 since the first, and it's the third now. We're just finna shoot a 101 right now. It's like a quarter heroin and about a dime of coke.
Really fluctuates, so sometimes we have good days or good weeks where we have a lot of extra cash and we blow it. Other times we hit a dry spell where we're broke and we scrape and we might only spend maybe 10, 20 bucks a day. Yeah, as your habit progresses and dehydration starts setting in, your veins get really, really small in diameter. And it's easy to miss, and when you miss, shit just kind of sits in a lump in the muscle tissue, and
you shut up while I'm fixing.
Well, my mom's happy that I'm here because it's the first time she's had a permanent address for me in about 2 years. You know, she loves it that I'm here. She loves the fact that she knows that I'm safe. I want to go back and finish school. I've always wanted to go back and finish school, and I want to stay off drugs by taking myself out of the drug environment for a while and then trying to get my head together. So that's the thing that I keep thinking about is, I want to have kids, and I can't have kids on drugs, and I don't want to have kids on drugs, and I don't want to get pregnant on drugs, and I've never been pregnant, and I don't want to have a baby on drugs at all. I just want to have a pretty healthy baby, whether I have a husband or not. I need to do something different with my life, but it's hard to stay away from drugs because they're everywhere. That's why I came out here. You know, part of the reason I came out here is peace and love and drugs and sex and whatever. That's the whole San Francisco image. And I just wanted to come out here for a vacation, but when you get strung out, you end up staying someplace a lot longer than you expect.
High school, we used drugs. Like, to us, it was more like a spiritual thing. We were kind of like soul searching or whatever. I had a lot of friends that go down to San Francisco on weekends, and they'd tell me that heroin was a really good drug. And a lot of my friends, they read books by William Burroughs and stuff. You stick the needle in, you feel everything kind of just, I don't know, fade away. A lot of times my friends will make fun of me because a lot of times I'll sit there shooting up my dope and I'll leave the needle in my arm for a long time and I'll kind of zone out. It's like, in a way, it's a meditation for me. Most of the time, I like to ride around my bike when I'm high. It's like I can kind of just watch the world go by. I like to feel kind of like I'm spying. kind of just ride around. I could visit other people. I could be kind of like a little worker bee, just buzzing around, seeing what's going on. But then I don't feel like I'm as quite as stuck.
Where are you going? You gonna go back down there?
Down 6, probably. It's not fair that people can say what's legal. The one thing in the world that makes me happy, that might kill me too, but I mean, that should be my decision. One thing that makes me happy, I can't do.
Well, if 30 kids who are playing Nintendo started going out and massacring people, they'd probably outlaw that.
Well, wait a minute. You're trying to say that, like, every 30 people that does dope go out and massacre people?
No, but I'd say 30 people out of 50 go out and commit crimes to get money. Did we tell you about that guy who was in my room?
Oh, yeah.
In my chest.
Some kid OD, huh?
No, in my room?
No.
No, look at my chest.
Licking your chest?
Okay. My friend stayed over, and he left, and he told my girlfriend, you know, lock the door. And she fell back to sleep, and she didn't lock the door. And I start feeling somebody licking my chest, and I think it's my girlfriend, so I start, you know, I go like this, with her, you know, through her hair.
Yeah.
And, it's kinky black, you know, black man hair. And I'm like, wait a minute, this is not my girlfriend. The fuck you doing in my room? Bam! I met Jennifer, my girlfriend now, and we were just bored, you know. So we started doing heroin. I usually do about 3 quarters a day. It's $15 a quarter. So that's $45. It's not bad.
Which one did I do? Did I do this one or did I do this one?
I like being high. I guess this is the way that you get high from it. You know, it's instantly. It's pow. You do it and 2 seconds later you're high.
Ah. Bam. You guys are lucky. This doesn't usually happen to me. I either have to probe at my arms or it ends up in my muscles. That's why I have fucked up arms. Because I muscle it so much. Woo! I'm so proud of myself.
I made this when I was younger. These are just different ribbons, awards. This is a certificate for the Constitutional Bicentennial Essay. This is a Mickey Mouse Club. Jessica Lynn Snow is a musketeer in good standing of the Mickey Mouse Club. And this is for Oklahoma City, Gerber Baby Pageant. This is the A-Team Honor Row. This is a picture of me. I don't know how old I was.
What was your life like then?
Huh?
Tell me about your life at that age.
I don't know.
Can you talk to me again about your grandfather, about what happened?
My grandfather moved in with me and my mom, and that was like the first time he was a part of the family. you know, in a lot of years because he had faked a suicide off the Golden Gate Bridge. And he moved in and he was sleeping on the floor. And then I guess it hurt his back, so he started sleeping in the bed with me. And then he started abusing me, just like touching me and making me touch him. And then when I was 5, it was the first time he had sex with me. And I ended up having to get braces put on my hips. And what the story was is I fell down some stairs and it like knocked my hips out of place, is what we told my mom and even the doctors. And that's all I really want to talk about.
I think for a lot of girls, it's also kind of like a sexual thing. It takes away, like most of the girls I know, it takes away a lot of their sexuality. They don't want to be with a man. When they have heroin, they have their drug, and that's what makes them happy. It's kind of like a fulfillment. And with most of the boys I know, they still have those feelings. We got 20 minutes! Go away! We're gonna take the whole 20 minutes too! It kind of satisfies like a hunger. You know, like with me, I'm always kind of hungry, like more like for food. And heroin takes away that hunger for food. It takes away most all feeling there is at all, except for the feeling of heroin.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's fucking nice. Oh, look!
Getting a little bit of breakout.
There's blood on the wall, and most of the blood is from me. It's a lot of wasted dope. It's all the drugs that I didn't finish. I'd get too frustrated.
When it's in the needle, I'll squirt it up on the wall.
The other day, I found this mouse, and I was going to do something with him. I was gonna kind of preserve him. Found him on the steps. It just looks so funny, a little pancake mouse. But I don't know. And I was gonna maybe make a decoration out of him. I haven't really been doing any of my collages, and I do like these journals, and I kind of make little collage type things in them that are just like, well, this one's not very good, but I think this one's got some good things in it.
The female body, and just, and it's always just been fascinating to me. Women, I don't know, they have a power that a man just does not have.
I think one of the scariest things is seeing a friend of mine go out and do something like do sexual favors for somebody for money so they can get their dope. That to me is just like, I can't see myself ever finding that an option. It's just gone too far, and I get those offers all the time, and I can't say that sometimes when I'm just really feeling desperate that I don't think you know, everybody else does it, but then I know deep down inside that I could never forgive myself for doing something like that.
To make money prostituting, I go up to Polk Street and wait around for somebody to come by who thinks I'm attractive, and I tell them that I don't do anything anal. You know, I just pretty much like to get my dick sucked or this and that. I don't get anything less than $40. I've been doing it since I was 14. I guess after a certain time, you know, it's just, you do it, get it over with, and it's done, and that's it. I mean, it doesn't really bother me.
He's straight. He's not gay. He doesn't enjoy what he does. And he's the man that I love, the person I'm going to spend the rest of my life with. And my opinion is that it does affect him mentally, and I think that's a lot of the reason he does drugs and a lot of the reason he does the things that he does. He just refuses to admit it. I mean, say I want to make love, and he'll be like, oh, well, a lot of times he just says he's tired. But, you know, I know it's because he doesn't want to do it because he's already had to come or whatever.
Well,
you know?
Usually it's like, I can't usually come with my dates, and a lot of dates want me to come, and I will have tried and tried and tried and tried, and then I don't come, and then I come home, and you want me to have sex with you, and you know, I don't want to, you know.
But I need to be touched and loved, too.
You act like I never touched you.
How many times have we been intimate in the last 3 months?
I don't know.
3 times. Since we've been in San Francisco, we have been intimate 3 times.
I've told my friends that I'm HIV positive. I feel like that was the biggest mistake I could ever make, you know. Because most of them, they don't want anything to do with me now. If I have dope, then fine, they're right there. But when it's gone, so are they. I'm not really so much scared of death. I'm scared of the way that AIDS kills you. I don't want to go through that pain, you know. I've been through enough pain. Then I said, fuck it, I'm gonna die, so I might as well enjoy my life while I can. And so I just got really strung out. You know, when I got these fucking people who, like, when I fucking, you know, give them my money for... So, fuck them all, you know?
Okay. Throw them in.
Taking these out.
We'll give you.
Well, go ahead. Now I'm breaking out, like, all over my fucking legs and ass, face, armpits. This fucking dope. These pants were the only fucking pair of pants that were that fit me last month. There's no way I could lose this much fucking weight from just dope alone. Well, y'all are too fucking cool. Drive around and watch a guy tuck in a shirt. That's what I want to do on a fucking Tuesday night, is drive around and fucking hustling out and watch a guy tuck in a shirt and laugh. I don't know, you know, I'm really lonely, you know, and it's not a sexual loneliness or companionship loneliness, it's just loneliness, period.
bet, you know, it'll just keep on going.
There were so much drugs up in there, it was sick. Except for the last, like, month and a half I was there. A couple weeks ago, somebody offered me some drugs and I turned them down. I didn't want them. I didn't want to go like that. You know, but... That's a playpen.
These are on sale for $3.
Nike socks and Adidas shoes. Give it a try. But I went and got a new pair of shoes. And I got a t-shirt, and I still got money left over to get a room for a little while. Until I find a decent place, you know what I'm saying? So. I know that, Mom. I know my mom well enough that I don't want her to enable me to get back into doing drugs. You know? I don't want to do that. I'm not even going to go there with her. If I was going to ask, if I... would have asked her to send me more money leaving the jail. She would have sent me more money, but I didn't want her to send me more money. I wanted just enough that I could see how I did, like, one day at a time, one week at a time, rather than having her invest all of her emotions and time and stuff into something if I was going to fail, because no matter what, I love my mom. So this is my GA hotel. Whoops. This is the period of my probation. Try again. I mean, I'm happy to be out of jail, but I'm just like thinking about what am I gonna do? You know, what am I gonna do? I don't know.
Person, and my friend died 2 weeks ago, and I tell all my friends that I care about that heroin can kill you. You know, I've done it before, and I'm glad I got out.
Yeah, you know, Anthony Zay died.
I hated it.
He OD'd. Yeah.
No, but you know what? I pray for you right now, just so that God gives you the strength to stay away from that shit.
Okay, fine, fine. I won't buy any drugs.
No, straight
up. I'll buy it.
What?
I'll buy it. You don't have to buy it.
Wasn't all that great. You know, if I wouldn't have rushed around and did it, I don't know if I would have done it. It was like an impulse decision. You know. I just didn't like the feeling. I didn't like the feeling of being out of control. I thought it was going to be different. I mean, when I remembered it in jail, it was different than it was when I did it. It wasn't the same thing at all. She's giving Jackie a really hard time because she thinks that I need a man to take care of me. Her boyfriend, though, he's always at work and he doesn't say much about us, but I can tell he kind of doesn't really like us there. He's nice, though. He's a nice guy, but... everything that we are is against his religion. He's a Jehovah's Witness. And everything that we do is satanic. You want to see this?
Just look in here. All these are little Bibles. Everything in this whole thing is little Jehovah's Witness Bibles. The Jehovah's have sing praises, reasoning from the scriptures, God's words or man's. We had a big argument about that one. He tries to give me the big explanation about that. Oh, but there's Playboy right here.
I'm buzzed off this board.
Down SF, I didn't drink for a year. Didn't think about drinking. There's all those drugs.
It's the evil of heroin.
My mom's home. Al, let's get over here. I'll show you. You can take a picture of this. Come here and sit on my lap. This is where she always, that I want her, and she always makes fun of me. I'm a little too big to be sitting on my mother's lap. No, she's not, is she? I'm 21 years old and I'm sitting on my mom's lap.
Where'd you get mine?
I work. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. You get it.
2, 3, 4, $5. Is that okay for now?
No, I need 20.
Okay. Every day we'll wake up late, something fucked up will happen, and the next thing you know, we're like, I guess we're gonna go panhandle for some dope, and that's what we do. We panhandle all day just to get a little tiny bit of dope. And it doesn't do nothing for us. My mother told me last night, never stick another needle in your arm again. Sure, Mom. 10 for you, 10 for me.
That's the way I'd like to see her again. Just a natural, pretty girl.
I was born in San Francisco. I was raised around here in this area in the Ten Line. I don't know, we were poor. A lot of times we didn't have money for food, but we always had a roof over our head. My mom always cared for her kids a lot, me and my brother. And my mom was gone a lot, either to work or with her boyfriend. I still love her. She loves me a lot. I guess I am scared of one thing, and that's being alone, you know. That's the one thing that I hated when I was alone. It's really lonely out there. Jennifer, I think she's beautiful. Beautiful person. And we love each other very much. We're gonna get married eventually after we're clean off drugs, and you know, that way it would be better, because pretty much all we fight about now is drugs. That's the only thing that we fight about.
To show you.
Not very creative. No, that's not true. I just don't like scary stuff. Hey, is this cheesy? You guys, is this really cheesy?
Sometimes I think he doesn't know anything about it, and then he'll pop up with words like saying, one day I said I was sick, and he suggested that I go to methadone. So I've just realized lately that he knows actually more than I thought he did, so.
Lars broke up about a month ago. I'd be working for an escort service. I did my first date with it last night and whatnot. It's pretty cool, $130. It's more money, so. I've been using more, but I've lowered a heroin habit. I've just got other habits I've picked up. Started smoking crack. Just because heroin doesn't get me high. Fucking just do something. If you want a blowjob, it's $20. If you want, you know, sex, that's another $20, you know. But some people were trying to come in there with $10, and sometimes it's like, well, fuck, I need the money, so you do it. And then, you know, you get through with them, you try to clean up yourself in the car as they're driving you back to where you got picked up, and you stand back on the street, and it sort of feels like you just the tissue or something, being wiped. You know, I do it once and I go fix, and I do it like two more times and then I go fix, and then I do it a couple more times and I go fix.
She's doing really good. She's cut way, way back. I mean, she was doing like 2 grams a day, and now she's down to maybe not even a half gram a day. So she's getting on the right direction, the right path. But I just don't. She's a totally, totally better person, man, when she's not on it. And then when she is on it, she's like completely, completely just out of it. I mean, she just lays in bed and we have no relationship. It's just really fucking up our relationship. You gotta fucking be a man about it and just.
He loves me more than heroin. I just can't. I'm a chicken shit about it. I can't, you know, I keep saying I can't do it.
She's a baby, man, about it.
I can't do it, you know, and then what is he gonna do? If I come home with a fix, is he gonna be like, oh no, I don't want it?
When I make the decision of that's it, I'm going cold turkey. And if she's not going to do it, no matter how much I love her, I'm going to have to leave because my life's more important to me than heroin. Heroin, when you're off heroin, leaves a big, big void in your life, man.
Recently, all I, I've been thinking, what am I going to do when I quit doing heroin? And it's like, I see it. I see it and I go over it for hours and hours and hours, like my plans and this, that, and the other thing. And it seems like getting there should be so easy. All I need to do is kick, but then there's
don't
like,
do it.
What am I going to do? What am I really going to do? It's been so long since I've had a straight job or gone to school. It's like, even if I didn't have, even if I wasn't doing heroin, I don't know what the fuck I would want to do with my life. I would have just done it. But this is just from the past year, from hitting in my legs. I mean, if I wanted to live a different kind of life, you can't even cover that stuff with pantyhose. It looks like, you know, I've been fucking dropped in a dumpster or something like that and just been picked up by rats.
I remember the first day it hit me. Oh my God, I have AIDS. All the thoughts that went through my head was like, my God, the fuck did I do? I gotta do what I can in the shortest time I can do it, so I'm gonna go get fucking hot. I don't give a fuck, you know, I gotta get my dope, I gotta make my money, and I gotta keep trying. I don't have time to care for anybody else.
Get a half right now, but then this isn't gonna do us any good.
Well, I need money to get home, then.
No, we'll give you the $10 back.
We sell another bag.
Yeah, then we'll give you that $10 back, and then for the $10 you put
in. Oh, okay, I see what you're saying.
I'll give you a dime and a half.
And $10.
And $10
back. Alright, okay, well, will you run and go do that for me first?
You have to wait a couple of minutes because they can't go in and out because they don't want me selling drugs.
Oh, that's right.
Alright, we need just $30 to $18. So tell him he can buy $20.
Okay.
Good job.
My medicine, please. I gave you $10, right?
Yeah.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't. You didn't give it to me.
It's right here on his back.
Oh, duh. Okay, see, this is my dope. See? I'm gonna go do it to myself again right now. I've already done two today. This is my third. I usually do about, how many of these do I do a day? 10? 15?
3 or 4 in the morning.
3 or 4 in the morning, 3 or 4 in the afternoon, 3 or 4 at night. And for every one of these represents $10. And I usually have sex with someone for $20. So you can imagine how much times a day I have to work.
Show them the whole thing. Take off the bandage.
I'll show you the whole fucking thing here.
See all that there? Look at that.
Heard that shit.
It's black tar heroin. That's what it does when you muscle it sometimes. Not good. See all that? That's burned out veins. I have no veins left, not even in my legs. I have no veins in my breasts. I have no veins in my neck. I have no veins anywhere left in my body. So if I want to hit a vein and I don't get one, I end up with a needle full of blood. And so then I'm sick. I'm sick, right? And I'm sweating and I'm throwing up on myself and I need to get my dope in me. And the blood is rapidly coagulating in the outfit and it's getting a very desperate situation. So finally I just jam it into my shoulder and shove it in. And I get an abscess, but at least I get well, hey, you know? But when you're ailing that bad, you'll do anything to make the feeling stop. It's cessation of pain. You want cessation of pain. You want it to stop hurting, man.
There's so many contradictions and shit about being an addict. Because I said I'd never been using a needle, and I did. And after I got over the fear of the needle, it was pretty much on from then. And I said I never would hit my neck. And now I'm hitting in my neck. And now my neck is inflamed. And it's just like, what's it gonna take, you know, to fucking stop? So am I completely fucking insane? Or am I just so strung out and so weak that I just don't care?
Sometimes it makes me happy.
You woke up, I was still asleep. I stay up all night, I read, whatever. You
smoke crack.
No, I don't smoke crack all night. I smoke crack during the afternoon when I get too tired to get out. And don't belittle me, please, like that. That's not right.
That's just factual.
You do speed all the time. You act
I
like
admitted it, too.
And you act like a complete fucking freak. This isn't a fight deal, okay, right now, so don't start with me, all right? I'm talking. I'm not arguing. I'm not fucking taking pot shots at you. I'm trying to talk rationally, so don't be a bitch, please.
I'm not. I'm just bringing up
okay,
things.
Okay, I'm a crack-smoking fucking asshole. Hold on, Micah. I'm a dick, okay? What fucking ever.
So you told me you would give me some more dope.
I will give you some more dope. We have company right now, and I think what we're talking about is a little bit more important than fucking shooting drugs, isn't it? No fucking etiquette. I like to treat people how...
He thinks that I have to fucking do things to support our habit, but then if I don't come through, then he has to fucking manhandle me to
one time I pushed her in the bathroom because
she pushed me off the toilet because I didn't
deal.
Because I didn't share
look at the size of you. You probably could kick my ass, man.
And he fucked my hand up and he scared me and
that's all it was.
And gets in my face. That showed that dope was more important than me.
I was sick for 10 fucking hours straight and
but dope was more important than me.
Dope was more important than that one, and yeah, it was. I was sick. I think you should fucking be quiet. You're embarrassing yourself.
I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
Thanks, man.
And then he has a way of cutting me off.
I never pushed you around to the point where fucking you were in danger. You just got fucking scared. That was the only thing that happened. You didn't expect it of me. You thought, see, you treat me like...
No, I did expect it of you.
No, you didn't expect me.
Because you told me you slapped other girlfriends years before, and then you said it was over, and you left, and you said this isn't right.
I slapped one girl before, and she... Who is it?
Go away.
Go away.
Yeah, let me get up and deal with this really. I've been thinking about home. My mom. I'm tired of the sex trade business. I'm way tired of it. I'm about to the point of just robbing people, but you know I can't do that. Because I'll go to jail. Because some stupid person will just have to like try to take a swing at me and I'll have to like cut them up in little pieces. And I'm just taking drugs and living a fucking really risky life. Yeah, motherfuckers coming down the alley trying to rob you and shit. And rape you if they figured out it was a girl before they figured out I had drugs. Or both. They smoke my drugs and rape me at the same time. Things like that. And a year from now, at the rate I'm going, I'll be dead.
Since we were trying to have an affair, we were lovers, and we still are, it certainly wasn't helping the relationship at all, you know, to have one partner in a knot and the other partner not in a knot.
I got put in the psychiatric ward Friday, because I tried to kill myself last Thursday with an overdose. I shot 4 grams of heroin, and it didn't kill me. And I was very pissed off. That really pissed me off for two reasons. For one, my habit was so fucking, it was so high that 4 fucking grams of dope couldn't kill me. And for two, I didn't die.
When I saw that his behavior was getting erratic, borderline psychotic, dangerous to himself and potentially dangerous to others, some sort of change needed to be done. And though I don't feel very comfortable about putting him on the street, we all have different bottoms, I guess. And he has yet to reach his bottom. You're not really taking responsibility.
Can you put some more water in that thing?
You can't turn it all around on me.
James, listen for a second at yourself. No, listen to yourself for a second. I can't turn it all around onto you. Have you not heard me fucking say I
know.
That means I am taking responsibility for what I did.
Okay, don't scream at me.
Well, James, it's pissing me off when you're sitting here saying that I'm not taking responsibility for my fuck-ups. You don't think I can talk you out of some sleeping bag money, do you?
What?
I said, you don't think I can talk you out of some sleeping bag money, do you?
I thought that you already conned me out of sleeping bag. I'm just using your word. Money.
I'm conning you out of sleeping bag
I'm
money.
Using your word.
Using my word?
You
what do you mean?
Con.
You're using my
word. You said the word con.
When?
You said.
When?
Right now, you just said. You don't think that I could con you out of money?
No, I didn't. Well,
bag.
Maybe I did. Excuse me. Bad choice of words.
Bad choice of words, okay.
Actually, I thought what I was saying was, you don't think I could talk you out of fucking some sleeping bag money.
Mm-hmm. I can find you a sleeping bag, maybe. What'd you do? Hurt yourself on the stairs?
Yeah. Excuse me.
You right, Jake?
Shut up! Leave me alone!
Okay.
Let me know if I can help you in any
way. It fucking hurt me, James. And I don't want to hurt myself. Nobody fucking cares about Chunkies, man. You can walk all over Chunkies. And they're Chunky. Shit, James, that's what's up. And I'm trying to figure out something that I can take from you to show you how it feels to have something fucking taken.
Because, well, first of all, he had a history of being abusive with people that he'd been with, and he showed signs that he was going to be abusive towards me, so I wasn't going to stay with him. You know, I told him if he ever raised a hand to me or did something like that, I would leave. I don't know why I stayed when he kicked me off the toilet. You know, that was a sign that something like that was going to happen. I don't know why I stayed, but I came back one day and he slapped me, and that was the end of that. Sunday or Monday and tell you what's going on with me, okay? Just, I'm trying to work on some things while I'm gonna call you, okay? I just don't want to get your hopes up. Okay, so. Okay, Mom. I love you. I know, Mom. I know. It's 3 years. 3 years. She really wants me to come home. She asked me what I look like and stuff. She hasn't seen me in almost, it's coming up on 3 years. I mean, I feel good that my mom loves me. It makes me very, very happy. I just haven't kept in contact with them. And she knows that I'm not keeping in contact with them because I'm, you know, she knows in the back of her head that it's because I'm back on drugs. She just doesn't want to believe it. You know, because I tell her all the time that I'm not. Because I can't live without the money she sends me, and I don't want to break her heart.
The holidays just make me think about how much I love my family, and I'd love to see them. You know, I just don't know how. You know, I'm getting older. It's weird. Think about how old I am now compared to when I first got here. And all the time I've spent being strung out on drugs, and I don't want that for myself anymore. But, I mean, I know that the dope is no good for me. Although I think there are worse things in the world than shooting dope.
You don't know who you are. Light from the stars.
just seems like I haven't been away from it very long, and I still want it every day, and so, like, I can't really see anything else.
Feel pity on me. I just, you know, nobody forced me to become a junkie. You know, it was my decision. A poor decision, but still, these are the things that we have to live with.
Grandma. I'm okay. How are you? And Merry Christmas to you, too. Now, happy holidays.
It's been 6 years since I started using heroin.
So you get to spend Christmas alone, too, Grandma?
Like to, you know, change everything.
I wish I was there, Grandma.
Killing and destroying myself.
Yes, it did. Thank you very much. Did you pick out the sweatshirts? Grandma, I've told Mom for like 1,000 years now, and I like them at all, but I don't like sweatshirts or jogging suits or none of that.
Well, Grandma, I'm going to let you go, and I love you lots, and I miss you lots. I'm going to send you really big hugs and kisses and the very best for the Christmas. Okay. Bye-bye.